section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
Off the Mark has a great announcement to make. Our show is now on Stitcher. Listen to us on your iPhone, Android, BlackBerry, and WebOS phones. Stitcher is smart radio for your phone. Find it in your app store or at Stitcher.com. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
86 Productions.
And welcome to Off the Mark. I am Andrew. He is Aaron. Let's get right into the news. So the rumor is that Rey Mysterio Jr., Rey Mysterio, depending on who or what time frame you're in, he is not well liked backstage right now. What's going on with him, Aaron?
Yeah, it turns out that a lot of WWE officials are not very happy with him, mostly because he's injury prone. And, you know, it's one of those things with the smaller size, you know, you are going to take some pretty bad bumps. And actually, his size is another point of interest because he's pretty tiny and they feel as though he's not as much of a draw as somebody, you know, like, let's say, Chris Jericho or CM Punk.
Well, I can see that, but he's been around so long and the pops are still huge, and plus the little kids do like him. So I find that actually, you know, I know that some officials know what they're talking about, but they might be wrong on this one. I think he's a draw still. So anyway, so
I agree. I think that he is a draw. But we don't know everything that's going on backstage.
That's true. He can, you know, have a big head. You don't know. But anyway, so Spanky is gone from TNA. So what happened here, Aaron?
Yeah, they removed him from their lineup, you know, from their superstars page. And I actually have no idea why. That's the thing. Like, I'm kind of confused by this because I actually thought Spanky had a really great run in TNA. And, you know, he held that title for a very long time. He had a great feud with Austin Aries. He had a great feud with Abyss. And I'm kind of surprised he's gone. I figured that he would be in the X Division title picture. But I don't know. I mean, a lot of things could have happened. And also the other thing, too, is it doesn't sound like it was a bad breakup. So he could be back in like 6 months. He could be back in a year and have a fresh run, which, you know, that's one of the things I've always said. I like that. I think it's good when superstars get time off to go do other things.
Yeah, and this proves time off could actually pay off in the long run for Spanky. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so going on to the WWE, Teddy and Johnny Ace, they're going to be switching brands for a week? Is it just a week or is it permanent?
Just a week. Next week, Teddy Long is going to take over Raw and Johnny Ace is going to take over SmackDown.
This is going to be interesting to see what happens here. I'm really interested because potentially it could be something big or it could be something bad.
And, you know, I think that this is going to be something like it's going to be just a ploy to get people to have more hate on Johnny Ace when they eventually do whatever match they're going to end up doing between these two. So I think that's all that they're trying to do with this. Now, but let's move on, though, to something more entertaining, Andy. Let's talk about the WWE is expecting and they want a 50-50 split for Rock v. Cena. So they're expecting half the people to like Rock and half the people to like Cena. What are your thoughts on this?
Wow. I you know, they've done it perfect because, see, the Rock, it doesn't matter what the Rock does. It seems that everyone still wants the Rock. The fact that Cena came out and actually probably did one of the best promos he's done in a while. I'm sorry, like to the new age of him, if that makes sense. Not the rapping stuff, but the straight promo. And the fact that he said something that threw the Rock off guard. I was shocked because it got some of the smarks and, of course, the marks to like think about what's going on here. The Rock, he's gone. And then Cena's always there. He shoots a movie, he's still there. The Rock, on the other hand, shoots a movie, comes to the Raw to promote it, and then leaves. The fact that they allowed that, that was huge. That actually made The Rock, I thought, look bad. But then it changed when The Rock said, this is why I do it. But he never really answered why. So I thought this was a good thing for the WWE because it did split it. Because I was always all, you know, I'll go for The Rock. But now it's more like, you know what? You know, the Cena made a good point.
Well, let's talk. What do you think, though? Not so much about the promo. I want to talk more about what do you think about doing a 50-50 split? Do you think that this is the right?
It's the right thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
Because,
but do you think it will be, though? Here's the question. Do you think it will be a 50-50 split?
When it's all said and done, they'll force it one way. Because they're focusing everything on this. How can we get the crowd to do this? How can we get the crowd to do, you know, that? I wouldn't be surprised if they force, you know, either, let's say The Rock comes out. I wouldn't be surprised if Cena comes out and says something to force the fact that he's better than The Rock in X way. That's what I think they're going to have to continue to do, like they did this week. And that's why the 50-50 split is going to work, is by them doing that. And is it appropriate? Yes. I think it's the right thing to do right now. It's good for business.
I think that, you know, and we'll talk a little bit later about that, you know, more in depth. I think that it will be very hard, though, to get a 50-50 split unless you have Rock, you know, do a heel promo. And the reason I say that is because they're going to be in Rock's hometown, Miami, and you are going to have so many people there who are going to be chanting, Cena sucks, Cena sucks. They're not going to be chanting, let's go Cena, Cena sucks. It's going to be just Cena sucks. I am expecting maybe an 80-20 split in favor of The Rock. I think that's going to be very few people chanting for Cena. But let's talk about that a little bit later, maybe our weekly topic. Let's get into Raw. So the Jericho Punk feud started off the show. And I want to know, what do you think about what's been going on with this feud now? Or like where do you see this going? Like, what do you think of the feud so far?
Well, I like the fact that it is getting a lot of love. You know, it opened the show, which was actually a big deal, actually, for Raw. Usually their stuff is later on, but I'm getting really interested so far in how they're doing everything. I'm just really excited about the feud right now.
I am too. I think this was a great starting point. Like you said, this is the way that you start a feud. Last week was when Jericho became the number one contender, so you can't really have anything big. And they have 5 weeks until WrestleMania, so every week matters. This was an amazing starting point. This is what you do to make a statement. And, you know, we're going to talk a little bit later on about the promo that they cut on each other. But I have to ask, though, the one thing that really surprised me was the Punk and Daniels match actually started the show. So that means that the Punk Jericho, you know, promo started the show. Do you think that it was the right idea to have Punk and Daniels at their match start the show?
I think it was good because it's leading up to the it's putting more heat on Johnny Ace. If that makes sense, because, you know, Ace, it's not happened yet, but you'll see eventually. I see what they're trying to do here. They're trying to align Ace with Bryan Daniels. That way, Daniels has a lot of heat on him, and some of that heat will actually transfer over to Johnny Ace is what I'm thinking they're trying to do. The fact that it started the show, I was kind of excited because I was like, okay, this is going to be a decent match, and it was. That's the thing. Each time they've wrestled, it's a good match. So I think eventually they're going to tease something where either Daniels goes to Raw or Punk goes to SmackDown. I wouldn't be surprised if you see either one of those things happen. And mm-hmm. I think that's what it's leading up to. At least that's what I think.
Maybe. I actually am a little disappointed that this started the show just because it's champion versus champion. So this is your Raw champion versus your SmackDown champion, and it starts the show? I mean, shouldn't this be the hour mark? I understand that Rock is on, and so he's going to end the show. I understand that. Have this be the hour mark. That I think that's actually kind of poor booking, in my opinion. But, you know, this is kind of nitpicky. The one question I had for you, though, Andy, is you had mentioned earlier about having Punk and Daniels and having their kind of mini feud. Do you think that they're kind of getting the heat from that? And they're kind of moving it towards the Johnny Ace versus Teddy Long feud that's going on?
No, that's exactly what they're doing. That's the thing. The feud that they had, that they're having right now with the Ace and Playa, they need more heat. So what do? They take your champion versus champion, and they put heat towards that. Because you know it's not going to be champion versus champion at WrestleMania. You know it's going to be Sheamus versus Daniels and Punk versus Jericho. But the thing is, they just need like a week or two to build up to WrestleMania, basically. Johnny Ace and Playa.
Teddy Long,
thank you. I'm like, his name's Long, but I can't remember what the first name is. Teddy Long. Yeah, they need that extra heat. So that's why they're doing this. And I think eventually it'll be more about bragging rights. Isn't bragging rights a pay-per-view upcoming too? Didn't they bring back bragging rights at one point or something like that? They're talking about it. So I think that this might, unless it's a long-term feud, which I don't think it is. I think this is basically going to be done after WrestleMania.
Yeah, well, they're talking about having, basically for total show control. So if Johnny Ace's team wins, which is what they're going to end up doing, then Johnny Ace will own Raw and SmackDown, is what they're kind of doing, and obviously vice versa. But Andy, let's move on to the big thing that happened in Portland on Raw, which is that Rock and Cena, they cut a really great promo. But what do you think about the feud? What do you think? Do you think that this is the right way to do it? Do you think that this is getting people, wrestling fans, do you think this is getting wrestling fans excited for their match?
This is actually getting people like our cousin, who is not a wrestling fan, but knew, her was like, who's CM Punk? Of course, we said that about a year ago. But they might get someone like him, or, I guess he's not a good example. Someone like a friend Brian. Like, it might get him kind of excited to see The Rock come back and wrestle. And, of course, he doesn't like John Cena, so it kind of,
A casual wrestling fan who hasn't watched, Raw or SmackDown in like a couple years, let's say, maybe caught a pay-per-view because he happened to be over, and he knows who John Cena is, because anyone who is a casual wrestling fan knows. I think the vast majority of people know who John Cena is. Mm-hmm. And you hear John Cena is going to take on The Rock, and that's going to turn some heads. And I agree with you. I think that somebody such as our friend Brian, who's a casual wrestling fan, this is something that he may get excited for. Might be like, oh, hey, I'm going to stop by and watch WrestleMania with you because I want to see Rock and Cena, even though I know nothing about the feud. So I think that this was a really good middle point to the feud. And we're going to talk about the promo, like I said, at the for our weekly topic. So let's talk about SmackDown, Andy.
So we do have a confirmed match finally for WrestleMania. Oh, actually, not finally, but we do have a match that is confirmed for WrestleMania. It's going to be The Big Show versus Cody Rhodes for the Intercontinental Championship. Now, why do you have Big Show win this, or do you have him lose? That's what I think the big
thing is. You would have him lose to put Cody over, but at the same time, Big Show has been getting, not buried necessarily, but he's been getting no love. Cody Rhodes has been really kind of digging at him. I'm wondering what Cody's problem is, and I'm kind of wondering where all of this is coming from. Like, that's the thing I'm really curious about. I think that this will kind of be a match. And personally, I think they should throw somebody else in there. I think it should be a three-way. I don't think it should be just them two.
Here's what I think they'll end up doing with this. If this goes over properly, if Show puts him over, he could become like a bully type character in a way. Actually, no, that won't happen because they're doing the anti-bullying thing. So I guess that's not going to happen. But like, they could have done something similar like that. So, dude, I wouldn't be surprised if Show actually wins. But the thing is, he was a world heavyweight champion and he just wrestled for that belt. And now he's going to wrestle for the IC title. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
It doesn't seem right. So
that's kind of the way I feel.
So I don't know what his problem is with Big Show. Is he just saying that he's just too big or too slow, or I'm just wondering, what is the problem? What do you think?
Yeah, I don't know. I think that's something that they may bring out a little bit later in the feud. I'm very curious what's going to happen with this, and I really think they need somebody like a Wade Barrett thrown into this. Unfortunately, Wade Barrett's injured, so that probably isn't going to happen. If he's able to come back, though, I think it would be a smart idea to make it a three-way, because Wade Barrett is a pretty big guy. Wade Barrett is that medium, though, in between, because Cody Rhodes is pretty small when you compare him to the Big Show. at least Wade Barrett can help, you know, kind of even that out a little bit. And you kind of, you know, you believe that Wade Barrett would win. Cody Rhodes, I don't believe he would beat Big Show.
No.
I just don't.
No, I completely agree with you on that. One thing that happened on SmackDown, which let's see what happens with this. Drew McIntyre gets fired.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's just weird to me because I'm trying to figure out, is he really getting fired? Or is this just going to be that he's going to be brought back next week and be a part of Johnny Ace's team or something like that?
Yeah, that's probably what's going to end up happening. He got fired on SmackDown. He's going to Raw, you know. I'm interested, though, because Drew McIntyre needed some help. He got no heat. Nobody liked him. He's a former Intercontinental Champion. And, you know, that's a title that they kind of throw around a little bit now. However, though, there's a lot of great people that have held that title. You know, Bret Hart, Shawn Michaels, you know, the Ultimate Warrior, if you want to, you know, say he was great. Somebody, main eventers, you know, people who held the world title, you know, held the Intercontinental title. Drew McIntyre is one of them. I think you repackage him and you can make him a superstar. So I think that's what they're trying to do here. And that's what I would like to see.
Like David Otunga.
Exactly.
Because David Otunga was dying.
Yeah.
And
Andy, let's talk about I want to talk about Kane, though, for a second.
No, geez.
I don't care about David Otunga. That's I'm sorry. I hate to interrupt you.
Yeah, but I understand.
David Otunga. I don't care. So Kane comes out and he interrupts Randy Orton taking on Daniel Bryan Danielson. And he goes, you know, he kind of goes berserk. Do you think that they're trying to build up to a Kane versus Orton at WrestleMania?
You know, I don't know if I want to see that match, though, but they could be. But I could see the thing is, though, that could happen. It won't hurt either guy. And this could be because Wade Barrett's injured.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because it could be it could have been Wade Barrett versus Randy Orton, the final match. And it could have been like a no holds barred match or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
And I think that's what probably the original plan was. I think that this if they have this match go on, it'll be a filler match. And personally, you know what I would like to see is I would like to see Kane and Orton in a four-way with Daniel Bryan and Sheamus.
Now that would be a really good match. How could you storyline put that in though?
Well, here yeah, and let me kind of get into the book my own segment.
Yeah, let's book it.
So you have Johnny Ace make this match. And then Sheamus, of course, kind of, you know, he gets mad because he's like, I am the Royal Rumble winner. I get a one-on-one match. What are you doing? You're taking this away from me. So he gets really mad about this. But Johnny Ace is the GM, so he can make this. So he makes this match, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so what happens here, and here's a way that you can do it, and you could have Randy Orton win, and you could have Kane, you could have Daniel Bryan win, and then at Extreme Rules, you have Sheamus start a feud with whoever won. Because Sheamus gets to say, you know what? I never got my one-on-one shot. So Sheamus goes to Kane, let's say, because you want a face versus heel. Sheamus and Kane, I don't think, ever had a proper feud. So Sheamus and Kane could feud then, and you would have a good feud. And that could last you for a couple, you know, 2-3 months.
Right.
So that is what I would do personally. If they go this route, obviously, you know, they listen to us, which I knew that anyway. But I think that would be the smart thing to do because I hate having 20 one-on-one matches at WrestleMania.
That is correct. Yep. That was last year. So bring it in the new year with HostGator, of course. Are you a blogger or a podcaster? You're just not happy with your web host. You should check out HostGator.com, and you're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. They offer unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs, and the great free site builder and the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use special coupon code OFFTHEMARK, you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. Check out HostGator.com and take a bite of your web hosting costs. Also, don't forget to check out WWEShopZone.com. Go through our website. That's right. Go to section86.com. Click on Shows Off the Mark, and then click the banner at the top. If you spend $70 or more, you'll get $10 off your order. Or if you spend $100, they'll give you $15 off your order as well. But make sure you go through our site, section86.com. shows, and then off the mark. Let's get right into Impact Wrestling. So we messed up. Completely messed up. What was that, Aaron? What did we mess up?
So we made the mistake. So Robert Roode is taking on James Storm at Lockdown. Okay? That match is happening. And I'm an idiot. It's my fault completely. I kept putting that Lockdown was the next pay-per-view and not Victory Road. And then, of course, last week, you know, Sting and Robert Roode is announced for Victory Road, and we had commented about that. And then, you know, we were getting confused because we thought it was supposed to be Lockdown and then Victory Road. So we have to apologize. If you listen to last week, you know, we make mistakes. Sometimes we put down the wrong thing. So Victory Road is the March pay-per-view. Lockdown is April, which means that Robert Roode is taking on Sting March this month. And then he's taking on James Storm at Lockdown, which is in April.
Yes, that is correct. And also, what is set up for Victory Road? But we got Kurt Angle versus the Jeff Hardy, who had food poisoning.
Yep, he did. They say.
They say it's food poisoning, but what really happened? He had
exhaustion, which is code for they were hungover. Now, I hope that he actually was sick. But anyway, though, Angle Hardy, you know, this is a feud that they had a couple years back now. And it's going to be interesting. I think that this could be a pretty good feud. Angle will probably end up putting Jeff Hardy over because Kurt Angle is that type of a guy. And I really hope that that this is a good feud. I hope that it really helps out Jeff Hardy.
I think it's going to be a great feud. And yeah, Kurt Angle should put him over. But probably what's going to happen, you heard it here first, Kurt Angle is going to go over at the pay-per-view. And then he's going to put Jeff over the on the next Impact.
And why do they do that? Like, I don't understand why they do that.
That's just how Kurt rolls. $5 below the belt, baby.
No, that is TNA writing for you because that's what they do.
That's Vince Russo writing. So He's gone though. So I wonder who's gonna.
You know what they like to carry on the tradition. That's what they do.
Yes, that is correct. Hey, so Zema Ion is getting some love from the X Division, of course, but it's also not just love, but a lot of TV love because of what actually happened in his match couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm. You know, yeah, he's actually getting TV time, which is great. And in particular, he's showing off what the X Division is about. And I think that's also really important because at the end of the day, Zema Ion is a guy who I really want to say he kind of fell backwards by accident into the spotlight because what happened with Jesse Sorensen. And, you know, no pun intended, but, you know, this is one of those, you know, things that happen and you have to take advantage of it. I'm glad the X Division is getting love. And Zema Ion, I got to say, I'm actually becoming a little bit of a fan of his. I'm interested in seeing his progression. But Andy, I want to talk about the main event of Impact this past week, which was Samoa Joe, Magnus, and James Storm took on Austin Aries, Bobby Roode, and Bully Ray. And of course the faces won. Mm-hmm. What did you think of the match? And also I want to know what you think about what this means for Austin Aries and for Magnus.
I think they're testing Austin Aries with the main eventers. I think it's, you know, maybe give him a different belt. You know, that's what I think that this match really was for, because I don't see a point to it besides that. That's something I think of. So it helped Austin Aries, and there has to be something behind this, or maybe someone's like, you know what would be awesome? Let's have Austin Aries tag, because we don't have another guy to, you know, put in this, you know, three-man tag match. That's the only thing I could think of. But it actually, I think it may elevate, though, Aries, definitely. Of all the six people, Aries, it definitely elevated.
Yeah, I agree. I think that they are testing this out. You know, Austin Aries had a promo he cut at the beginning of the show, and he also, you know, being in the main event is a pretty big deal. And, you know, it's one of those things where people may say, well, you're on the card no matter what. That's a big deal. I agree. However, though, being in the main event, you know, you're the X Division champion. You're teaming with the world champion. You're taking on the number one contender for the world title. That's a pretty big deal. It really is. So, I got to say, I am happy with this. I think that they're doing a very good job of trying to help elevate Austin Aries and Magnus. TNA is doing what WCW did not do, and TNA is helping to make stars.
You want to hear a funny story about WCW?
Go ahead.
On the Art of Wrestling, it's the one with Mikey Whipwreck. I guess the pay-per-view, he came in an uncensored face Kidman, of course, and Kidman won. Well, I guess his idol was Mr. Perfect, Kurt Hennig. So he went over there and said, hey, how's it going? And Kurt Hennig, I guess, was very rude to him. Basically said, told him to get away from him and all this stuff. So he was really down. So he went out and he was also saying that in WCW, they said, hey, you have 50. It's like, hey, you got 15 minutes. Can you fill? He's like, oh, yeah, I can do that. Then he had other people come to him, said, you have 7 minutes. You have 8 minutes. You have 6 minutes. And then finally here he has 15. So he's like, what the heck's going on there? So, of course, him and Kidman had a match. And it was actually the match of the night, ironically, was the first was the opening match. And he didn't. I can't remember who was afterwards, but they were not happy with him at all. And Kurt Hennig went up to him and said, hi, Kurt Hennig. He's like, there's so many guys who go in and out here all the time. And some guys who just get paychecks and basically go home. And he's like, I thought you'd be one of those guys, but you're not. He's like, you're a real standout kid. But if you remember, he was never heard from really after that.
Yeah, he wasn't.
So, funny story about WCW, Art of Wrestling, Colt Cabana. Anyway, so let's get into the weekly topic. Cena and Rock and the Jericho Punk promos. Let's first talk about Cena and Rock. Cena and Rock, those promos have been great. I've enjoyed them like you wouldn't believe. And the fact that Cena threw something at The Rock that he was not expecting because he put notes on his wrist, which I thought was hilarious. He said that. And The Rock didn't know what to do because he was not prepared for that. Because most of the stuff he said was scripted. And it threw him through. He's like, what? Like, I can't believe you said that. But it's truthful. You know, The Rock basically comes there. He just needs points. And I thought that was hilarious.
And I got to say this much, Andy. I don't know if you have the show art yet picked for this. But I would really like to have the one where you see the arm up like this on The Rock and he's looking down at his wrist and you can tell he's obviously looking at his wrist to see the notes.
Yeah,
that is, first of all, amazing picture. But I agree. I think that Cena did a great job. I don't know if that's scripted. That's the problem, is when they do things like that, you don't know if it's scripted. You don't know if it's real. You don't know what's going on. And so you get more invested in it. And that is what you want. You want to put that shadow there. You know, you want to put that doubt in people's mind. Is this real? You know, was that meant to happen? I don't know. And that's the thing that makes me excited for their promos that they've done so far. The promos they're going to be doing next week and the week after and the week after that. I'm really excited for that. I'm actually getting more pumped about this. It makes me want to watch next week and the week after because of what they've done so far. So next week, when I get on here and rant about how crappy it is, it's because they didn't take the momentum from this week and move it into next week. So I got to say, I'm very happy with that one so far. And I think that they've done a very good job. That one, though, while it's important and was really great, I think that the Jericho Punk one was more important, and I think it was actually a bigger deal. But I wanted to know what you thought of it.
You know, what they're doing, and the fact that you can tell that a lot of stuff that's being said, CM Punk has, it's a lot of thought on the spot stuff, but then he's rolled with it. Like last week, he said something about him having a rainbow bright jacket. And he brings it up again. Light bright. I'm sorry. Not rainbow bright. Yeah, light bright jacket. To me, I couldn't stop laughing about it. In fact, it made my wife laugh, which I thought was pretty funny because she's like, I thought about that, but I didn't say anything. I'm glad, you know, it's one of those things like, okay, he teased him about that. And, you know, CM Punk has been a great champion. And I think he'll be one of the most underrated champions in a long time because of what, you know, business kind of went down. I mean, you know, the whole thing that happened with him at Chicago, I mean, that was a big deal. And the one thing, still, that I'm kind of going off track here, that pay-per-view, there was some more people that I talked to that watched it, but they went to bars opposed to buying it. And I think that took the WWE to the next level, almost, of getting the casual fan back in. Now, see, can they do it with this feud? That's what I think you have to go off of. The promos have been great so far. But how do they get the people, the casual fan, wanting to get interested in this feud again? Or this feud? Mm-hmm. Like they did with him and Cena. How do you bring that almost a crowd like that in? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
You know, I think that the thing that they're doing with this feud is that this is going to be the best match of the year. And I hate to say that because I don't want to get my hopes up. You know, like if someone tells you that, oh, dude, you got to see this movie. It's great.
Mm-hmm.
But like you see the movie and you're like, it was only OK. But because I thought it was going to be great, it actually kind of sucked. You know, like that's the thing I'm really worried about with this. I'm worried that I don't want to get myself too hyped up for it. But man, the promo that was cut when Jericho got in his face. And he called him a thief. He called him a wannabe. And he said, I never had to put best in the world on a t-shirt because these people were chanting it. They brought signs to show I was the best in the world. I was like, oh, this is great. Because he didn't cut a heel promo. He just cut a promo against CM Punk. And CM Punk outfaced Jericho.
Mm-hmm.
And so people were chanting Punk. And they weren't chanting Jericho sucks. They were just chanting for Punk. And I think that's something that they're doing great because Jericho doesn't have to say, and these hypocrites and these, you know, stupid people. He doesn't have to say that. And instead, it's like a shade of gray versus a face, you know. And I think that's – I think they're doing this right. And I think the promo that both of them cut was great. And Punk didn't even have to say anything at first to make it great. And that's the thing that I really liked.
Yeah, the other thing also I really liked is the fact that he kept on saying, Jericho kept saying that he's the best performer. And then CM Punk said, I am the best wrestler in the world opposed to performer. And the thing is, there is a line that is drawn. And it's also, I think, a comical line because I got it. And that got me excited because that promo part really got me pumped. I was like, this could be something big, you know, like. He said, you know, he broke character for a second, made fun of the fact that Jericho's considered a performer, but he's considered a wrestler.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, they could do something big with this. They could have, like a performer and a wrestler. You know, they could do something like that. And then you have the heel and the face as well. So you could have like the heel performer and the heel face, or you could have like the heel wrestler and the face performer. Mm-hmm. If they really did something. I'm going off track. But yeah, so anyways, so the promos so far are great. I'm super excited about these two matches right now. I could care less about Taker and who's he facing? Trips?
Triple H.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Yeah, see, I could care less about that. In fact, I think everyone I know will say, well, you know the Taker's going to win, so what's the point of having him do Hell in the Cell? Yeah, I could care less. But I'm actually excited for like the three matches that we know of that are definitely happening. You know, the towel matches and actually the IC title as well. I think that the promos that Cody Rhodes has been doing for Big Show have been a big deal. But also, I mean, Jericho and Punk's have been good. Grock and Cena's have been even almost better in a way. Or you can almost say that Punk's and Jericho's promos are on the same level as Cena Rock. I mean, I'm excited about those three matches right now, at least.
I'm so excited now about WrestleMania because I didn't believe that Miz was a viable heel. I did not feel that Miz was a good character, and I still don't think that. I think that he's a mid-carder, and I don't think that he is a main eventer, and I think that last year it was a mistake to have him in the main event. With that said, Jericho and Punk, I believe, are main eventers, and I believe that they will have the best wrestling match that night, and if not, you know, one of the best matches of the year, you know, top five matches of the year easily between these two. And I think that Cena Rock, I think it'll be a passable match. I think it'll be okay, but I do think that it'll be something that'll really help out the WWE. So I'm very excited about that, and I'm excited for the weeks to come because these promos, they are entertaining me, and they are making me excited.
You know what's really making me excited? The fact that I can count two wrestlers that I can think of right now in the WWE, one being Kofi Kingston and one being CM Punk. And you know what those two reasons are?
What?
It's because they actually took the Walls of Jericho, not some crappy Boston Crab that they made up. They took the Walls. He put the knee down.
Yeah.
He put the knee down.
Awesome. Yeah. It looks awesome. And you're right. Kofi, when he put that on Kofi, the thing is that looks more painful. Do the Boston Crab. It looks stupid.
Yeah. And the fact that both guys, when they had it done, they zoomed right in their face. And you know that both guys were like, no Boston Crab. Just give me the Walls, the real Walls. Put your knee down. And you know they told him to do that because it's funny, when he gave it to Kofi, that's what happened. Then he gave it to someone else in the match and it was a Boston Crab. And you're like, come on, put the knee down. The fact that Punk let him do that, that's a wrestler. So I was pretty I was really excited. I know it's still dumb, but just one of those things from back in the WCW days.
So excited for the promos and excited for the Lion Tamer.
Yes, we are. So that's all the time we have for this week's show. If you're into the Twitter, you can follow the show at AuthorMark86. I want to thank 86 Productions for hosting and editing the podcast. And I want to thank our listeners for taking the time to download and listen to the show. And until next time, we'll see you in the ring.